Hi there, welcome along. It's the Sweet Spot, the Racing Post's weekly golf show with me, Bruce Millington, and him, Steve Palmer. Another packed show. The 2022 golfing year is coming to a boil. We've got the Open Championship next week, and the stars are out early to prepare. We've got a fantastic field for the Scottish Open. Steve will be giving us his fancies for that, as well as for the Barbasol Championship over in America, which is not star-studded by any means. Plus, we've also got the Senior Players Championship. Steve will let us know who his fancies for that. And I'll be telling you about my new favourite golfer. First, though, let's recap on last week. Irish Open, we had some fun, didn't we, for the watch-along, the latest episode of Sweet Spot Live. And don't forget, by the way, Sunday week, Steve and I will be back with guests for the final round of the Open. So we'd love you to join us for that. But, the pre-tournament tips, I say they didn't go too well. A quick word on Shane Lowry, because obviously you put him up. And this is where the punters have a choice, isn't it? Like, Boyle Sports were doing anything from 6 to 12 places. And if you took the extra places, you had to take a slightly shorter price. But you were relieved, because I think Lowry snuck in, didn't he? But the winner took the spoils, Adrian Moronk. And you were very sweet on him all the way through on Sweet Spot Live. So well done. Really good win in the end, wasn't it, Steve? I mean, he had questions to answer, but he answered them in no uncertain terms in the end. Really, really authoritative finish. And this could be the start of a few wins for him, couldn't it?
Yeah, we were delighted for Adrian Moronk. You know, we've been following him for a long time. He'd had six top six finishes this year before last week. So, the form line was there. But there was a bit of a red herring that he threw at Mount Juliet the previous year. He missed the cut at that course by 5 shots the previous year. So that was quite off-putting for punters. And he went off at 35-1. But yeah, won it in style. You know, really courageous effort over those closing holes.
He didn't, and he kept his emotions in check, didn't he? I mean, we checked out and I went straight to the fridge to get a beer as soon as the show was over. Did you hang around for the interviews? Was he nice and calm? Was he happy, elated?
I did likewise, but I think the Poles do tend to be quite stoic characters, don't they? We weren't expecting a huge amount of emotion, were we? You know, he's a really solid character in many respects. And I think he expected to win that tournament from the front. And I think he expects to go on to bigger and better things now. You know, he putted really well over the weekend. It's not the most convincing of techniques, but it gets results. And I'm definitely going to keep a close eye on Adrian, as I like to call him, going forward.
OK, and over in America, JT Poston led from pillar to post, didn't he? Literally, he was the first one out of the traps on Thursday. And he held on for a great win. And I suppose we have to give credit while we're talking about Poston to our good friend Diane Knox Ballast from our sister website, PicksWise.com. She's on a very hot streak, and she tipped Poston at 55-1. It was an amazing tip, that wasn't it?
Yeah. JT Poston, he dropped the clue in the Travellers Championship, made a fast start in the Travellers Championship the previous week, finished second. Didn't have a great record in the John Deere Classic, but burst out the traps on Sunday. I mean, I was all excited about the prospects of Denny McCarthy, who was tied second going into the final round. Then JT Poston started with 3 birdies, really sucked the life out of the chasing pack. McCarthy missed a titter on the last, tied 6th. So, great disappointment there. Taylor Gooch finished 7th in the Liv. I mean, we'll give Liv a token mention, shall we? Liv Golf Portland. Taylor Gooch finished 7th. No good to man nor beast. Brandon Grace pocketed the biggest check of his career.
Just going back to Poston, I mean, if there wasn't much emotion with Moronk, there certainly was with Poston. He was very, very emotional at the end of that, because he said he worked so hard. His game had rather like Hao Tong Lee, but not quite as dramatic maybe the previous week. But, you know, he'd had a bit of a slump, and he'd had to really kind of work hard to get his game back. So he was a blubbering wreck at the end of it.
Yeah. The swing isn't great. It never convinces me with his long game. But he's a fantastic putter. He's always been a great putter. You want to back good putters in the John Deere. We backed the wrong one, unfortunately. But we go again. And, of course, you've got a fourth tournament that we must discuss. It's going on as we speak. It's not often we come on a Sweet Spot and there's a golf tournament going on Tuesday. But the JP McManus Pro-Am Invitational, Xander Schauffele, he's just birdied the 5th and looks very much like he's going to win that tournament. So, all the stars are currently at Adair Manor in Limerick with only one day off before they go to the Scottish Open. It's definitely an interesting week in that regard.
I watched a bit of that yesterday. They're having some fun out there, weren't they? King Kenny was there, wasn't he? Jockey Hansen and all sorts of people. Yeah, and Di Doherty was out there. You know, it was just a proper banter fest, wasn't it?
It was, and Tiger was in the buggy a lot. I mean, obviously, we were watching Tiger like a hawk. He was in the buggy a lot. He wasn't moving particularly swiftly around the course and carded a 77. There was a few strugglers yesterday. Tiger Woods, 77. Matt Fitzpatrick on his return from US Open glory, 78. Scottie Scheffler, 75. And Jordan Spieth. Did you see the drama with Jordan Spieth? Probably the most disastrous of all the runners. He got disqualified.
Why?
For picking up his ball on the 14th green. Yeah, he sort of just lost his brain for a second. He forgot about the individual element. Once his score couldn't contribute to his team score, he got wrapped up in the team thing because you play with three amateurs. Yeah. He picked up his ball and just swaggered off. instant disqualification from the individual event. But he was three over par at the time, so probably wasn't going to win. But it's all been happening at Adair Manor, and we have got to keep a close eye on events there.
Okay, it looks a lovely course, by the way. Right, let's look ahead to this week, and easily the most important tournament is the Genesis Scottish Open. Here's how Boyle Sports bet. They're offering 10 places, which is good news. What a field we've got. Big Johnny Rahm, 10-1. Justin Thomas, 11. So is Scotty Scheffler. 16, Xander Schauffele. 16, Matt Fitzpatrick. 18, Patrick Cantlay. 20, Will Zalatoris. 22, Colin Morikawa. 22, Sam Burns. 22, Cameron Smith. 25, Jordan Smith and Hideki Matsuyama. 28, Barr. I mean, I can't remember a Scottish Open field like it, Steve. Can you?
No, it's incredible, isn't it? They're co-sanctioned now the PGA Tour. So this is a PGA Tour and DP World Tour event. We couldn't believe it when Diane was going on about 14 of the top 15 players in this field on Sunday. Absolutely right. Yeah, they've been attracted. Yeah, it used to be a good event. You know, it used to be a Rolex. Yeah, it is a Rolex Series event. But now the PGA Tour stars can't get enough of it. And what a field. What a field at the JP McManus Invitational. What a field at the Scottish Open.
Tell us all about the Scottish Open venue.
The Renaissance Club, East Lothian, Scotland, 7,293 yards, par 71, four par fives, five par threes, hosted since 2019. It's a semi-links. Yeah, we've discussed this before. It's a links, but it's got some trees on it. It's got some trees dotted around the course in strategic locations, which it means it's an impure links. Heavily contoured greens, moderate breezes expected all week.
And what kind of player does it suit?
You've got to have a good short game around these heavily contoured greens. But I mean, Bernd Wiesberger did win there, and you can't say he's got a good short game. So I think you've got to make lots of birdies. It sounds okay. Crazy, but it's quite easy. Rory McIlroy stands out like a sore thumb as the one who's not interested in playing in this Scottish Open. He says it's too easy. It's rubbish preparation for the Open Championship. He's not a fan of this course.
Fair enough. Okay, how many selections?
Five selections.
Okay, who's the headline tip?
Will Zalatoris, 20-1 with Boyle Sports, getting 10 each-way places, 28-1 available elsewhere, getting fewer each-way places. A man who's been playing some majestic golf at the highest level lately, sixth in the Masters, playoff loser in the USPGA Championship, fifth in the Memorial, then runner-up in the US Open last time out. That is one heck of a form line. And this is a 25-year-old who seems capable of winning anything. I know he can get twitchy on these short putts. We've discussed it a lot. But the rest of his game is so good that doesn't really matter. I think people are quick to get on Zalatoris' back. But let's talk about Jordan Spieth. I mean, Jordan Spieth, his whole career, been very twitchy on the short putts. Hasn't stopped him winning three majors. Hasn't stopped him becoming world number one for a time. So I think Zalatoris is going to start winning trophies soon. Why not this week? I talked about the JP McManus Invitation. I don't like the players that are playing in that. You know, that's become a big event in its own right. There's massive crowds there. Long rounds with amateur partners. Yeah, three amateur partners. Takes an age to get around. It's quite a draining two-day experience for that on a Parkland track, which bears very little similarity to the Scottish Open assignment. So with only one day off between those two events, I'm not keen on the market leaders. Zalatoris, one of the best players who didn't play in that, fully focused on the Renaissance Club. And the course form from last year is really eye-catching because he was in poor form coming in last year for his debut. 59 miscut 77 in his previous three events. He finished last of the weekend qualifiers in the Rocket Mortgage Classic the week before the Scottish Open. Yet he finished 26th at the Renaissance. So, that shows a real liking for the course. So I expect much better this time because he's in such fantastic form as he approaches it.
Very convincing case there for Will Zalatoris. If it's not going to be him, who could it be?
Next best is Lucas Herbert. 45-1 with Boyle Sports getting 10 places. 60-1 available elsewhere, getting fewer places. Loves competing on these islands. He plays really well in the wind, which is probably one reason why he does enjoy UK and Ireland tracks. He was fourth at the Renaissance in 2020, fourth again last year. So clearly relishes the layout. 64-66 over the weekend last year. Missed out on that three-man playoff, you might remember, by just one shot. Since become a PGA Tour champion. So now he's proven his bottle all over the world, this lad. Even play well in a major in May, 13th in the USPGA, as you may remember. His short game has been in mint condition this year. Ninth place in the Irish Open last week is an ideal warm-up.
Mm. What sort of weather have we got this week, by the way?
We've got moderate breezes. I'm not going to call the draw bias klaxon just yet. It's very minimal of anything. But just a steady, stiff breeze. It's a nice warm-up for next week.
If it was going to suit anyone, who could it be?
Well, the bias. No. I'm not even going to say it. Okay. I'm not even going to say it. It's so fractional. I'm not going to get the klaxon out. I've had the klaxon out a lot lately, and okay. I don't like getting the klaxon out.
It's valid.
It's reasonably warm. Yeah. It's not going to be that chilly. Yeah, sort of around the 15C mark.
Now it's nice in Weymouth today. It's lovely up here, I must say.
Yeah. It's always sunny in Weymouth.
Jolly good. Right then, so we've got Will Zalatoris, we've got Lucas Herbert. Who else have we got?
We got Minwoo Lee. We can't go into battle without Minwoo Lee. 66-1 with Bore Sports getting 10 places, 125-1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. Herbert won the Irish Open last year. Minwoo Lee won the Scottish Open. These two Aussies seem to inspire each other, as you alluded to last week. I could easily see Herbert following Minwoo into the Renaissance, winning his enclosure. We see Minwoo retaining his title. He plays well in the big events. 14th on his Masters debut, 27th on his US Open debut. This is a high-class Rolex Series event this week. I think he's going to rise to the occasion again. He didn't find top gear in Ireland last week, but he's a defending champion that's been dismissed this week. There's only two course winners in this field. Minwoo Lee is one of them. Bernd Wiesberger is not allowed to play because he's a live golf naughty boy.
but some of those have been allowed to play, haven't they? Poulter's playing in this, isn't he? Haven't you heard about the late? No, he is. They've been told they have to suspend it. Poulter, Otter Gay, and one other, I can't remember who, are playing in the Scottish Open.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that. There's been a late development.
Yeah.
Well, neither of them would be anywhere near my radar anyway, so I'm not that bothered. But, that's interesting. Wiesberger's not in there, is he?
I can't remember. I'll have a look. I'll tell you what, while you are
that's,
telling
well, I mean, you, a late development, if they're even going to get there in time, I mean.
Ian Poulter, Justin Harding and Adrian Otter Gay have sought an emergency injunction to abate the suspension to enable them to play in the Scottish Open. This is a good moment for me to tell you all about my new favourite golfer, Lorenzo Vera. Absolutely furious. He's not having it at all. He thinks it's a disgrace that they're allowed to play. And he says that he's playing in America this week. But he says, it's a shame I can't play the Scottish Open because I would like to block them on the tee. With the other guys, I'd say, no, you don't play. Just F off from here. The guys should do that and say, if they play, then the Scottish Open does not happen. I mean, he's absolutely livid. And he goes on to say, these players are saying they're playing in the LIV Golf to feed their family. Feed their family. They've got 40 million. If you can't feed your family, sell one Ferrari. He's absolutely brilliant.
He's spot on.
Typical of someone like Poulter, isn't it? Trying to get your cake and eat it, eh? Look, if you want to go off, if you want to slope off and take the LIV money, take it. But don't then come back and pay prize money away from these people who are trying to make a living. Disgusting.
So anyway. That injunction succeeded then. They are going to be playing, or are they just seeking it?
They are.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're not runners for me anyway, so I'm not interested in them. Minwoo Lee has said he wouldn't take LIV money if you forced it down his throat, he'd vomit it back up. Yeah, Minwoo Lee's ruled himself out, and he's a defending champion who's going to go well this week. Your lighting goes up and down like a yo-yo.
Does that make any sort of sense?
Yeah, you go dark. But that's all right. We can see you clear. You got a nice white wall behind you.
I'm really gutted about the lighting because it plagued us during Racing Post.
Yeah, we had a lot of problems, didn't we? A lot of problems. But don't you worry. Don't you worry, Rob.
Two more selections.
Two other players have been dismissed at massive prices. Victor Perez, 70-1 with Bore Sports getting 10 places, 125-1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. Another DP World Tour champion. The first victory of Perez came in the Dunhill Links Championship on Links terrain in Scotland. He's based in Dundee. This is a home game for him. He won his second DP World Tour event at the end of May. So you must remember that. That wasn't that long ago. Some amazing.
I do. I'm trying to get my head around the fact that he's based in Dundee.
Yeah, yeah. He fell in love with a Dundee girl. Yeah, he fell in love with a Dundee girl. He's an adopted Scotsman now. He's a Frenchman, but he fell in love with a Dundee girl.
Didn't you stay in Dundee once for one of the Opens?
Yeah. That was one of my least favourite places. Yeah. yeah. No disrespect to Dundee listeners, but yeah, I just went into the wrong parts of Dundee. Ended up in some quite rough moments. Yeah, but don't. Yeah, yeah. They're no disrespect to Dundee, but yeah, I mean he loves it there. He loves this girl and. He'll have lots of support. He knows the course. You know, crucially, he knows these courses very well. You know, it worked in the Dunhill Links Championship. I think it can work in the Scottish Open. But yeah, at the end of May, that putting performance in the closing stages of the Dutch Open was, you know, literally jaw-dropping. Perez is not renowned for his putting, but he held him from the lampshades. I've gone into snooker parlance.
That's
there.
A snooker term. I never really understood it for that either.
Makes even less sense for the golf. No. I mean, he must have taken great confidence for that. See some putts going in from distance. And then he was third in the European Open after that. He nearly won the European Open after that. Steady but unspectacular Renaissance form. 28, 14, 59. I expect a lot better this week. I think Perez is full of beans. I think he's come out of a rough patch and he's full of beans.
Yeah. Okay, and who's your last tip?
The final one, Sweet Spot Regular, was chalked up at ludicrous prices in the opening shows. There's been money for him, unfortunately. It's Matthew Jordan, 150-1 with balls, getting 10 places, 250-1 still available elsewhere. I've always felt that Matty Jordan is good enough to win a DP World Tour title. I know this would be one heck of a field to beat for your first win.
It's basically a major quality field, this, isn't it?
I know. But this course sets up superbly for him. If you know, it's perfect for him. He's a links master. He practices at an open venue. He's a Hoy Lake member. As an amateur, he won the St. Andrews Links Trophy and the Livam Trophy. And then as a pro, shot a first round 63 in the 2019 British Masters at Hillside, another Lynx track, finished 15th there. He was fifth in the Dunhill Lynx in that year as well. You put Matty Jordan on Lynx terrain and you've got a danger man. He showed that again just the other day. He qualified for the Open Lynx course. He'll be at St. Andrews next week for his Open debut. Four solid rounds for 24th place in the Irish Open last week. So, yeah, I'm absolutely heartbroken that I can't tip the 400-1 that was available at the start of the week. But I think any three-figure price about him is well worth it. He's well capable of getting his name on the leaderboard and, you know, get some place returns for us.
OK. Now, obviously, a lot of punters' eyes are going to be drawn to the big names at the top of the market, Steve. Is there a motivation question mark over some of those guys? I mean, are they here to finesse their links golf form, or are they going to be absolutely gagging to win this and then go to St. Andrews on the crest of a wave?
I think it's a fair question. I don't think any of them would be crying into their Tizer if they missed the cut. Put it that way. I don't, because it will give them the opportunity to head to St. Andrews earlier and get more settled in early and get some more practice in. So yeah, but it's such a big purse for this one. Yeah, it's a big event in its own right. But I know what you're saying. I mean, yeah, I think McIlroy's got it right. You know, I don't think you should bother with it if you want to win the Open Championship.
Why did you choose Tizer as your drink?
I just say,
is that a Scottish drink?
Iron Brew. I should have said Iron Brew.
Yeah. I think that was what you were going for, wasn't it?
Yeah. I like Iron. Yeah, it's Tizer gone out of commission now.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it for a while.
It used to be very popular.
It certainly did. Yeah, absolutely. I see you back on the Diet Cokes there, Steve. After.
Yeah. It's a lot going on at the moment. There's a lot going on.
All right then. Just very quickly, if you were going to tip another of the fancied ones, or if there was one of the leading contenders that you don't particularly like this week, have you got a view?
It's a really good question. I mean, let's drop into the JP. Let's drop in. As I say, there's a golf tournament happening as we speak. And I'm quite excited about that. Xander Schauffele is still 9 under par, he's 4 shots clear of Ricky Fowler. I don't like any of them to cut a long story.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, I don't like any of them.
In that case, let's move across to the Barbasol Championship, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Righty-ho. I'll do a show of betting, and then you can take us through the course and tell us how many tips you've got. And there's some unfamiliar names at the top of the market here. Chris Gotterup, 18-1 with Ball Sports, who offer 8 places. And then Kevin Streelman is 18. Adam Svensson is 20. Mark Hubbard is 20. Chesson Hadley, 22. Patton Kazire, 25. John Ha, 28, along with Sam Ryder and Taylor Pendrith. 30 Hayden Buckley and Lee Hodges and Hank Lebioda. 33 bars. So there you go. I mean, it really, really is not a very it's one of the weakest fields you'll ever see. Mike Lorenzo Vera is 70. Go on, Mike. That's who we want to win because obviously he's such a good egg. But who will win? We'll find out who Steve thinks after he tells us all about the venue.
Keen Trace Golf Club, Kentucky, 7,328 yards, par 72, four par fives, hosting for the fourth time. Wide fairways, large greens, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, winning scores of 23, 26 and 21 under par. We've got a pre-tournament storm as well to soften things up. No wind for the event. Absolute birdie fest.
Okay, how many tips?
Three.
Let's have your main man.
The early money is really disturbing this week, and there's been a little gamble on this fella as well. Chris Gotterup, who you mentioned, didn't start as favourite in the opening shows and has rightly been installed as favourite now. 18 to 1 with Ball Sports getting 8 each way places, 20 to 1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. We were talking about him on Sweet Spot Live, weren't we? I wish I hadn't mentioned him there because, you know, I said what a good player he looks, and a lot of people clearly agree with me because that early money has come. He's got a massive future, this lad. He's a classic modern pro, you know, full of power, no nonsense character. Yeah, I saw an interview with him and he was just robotic, you know, just get through the interview, get me back on the course. He's a grip it and rip it man. I like the cut of his jib. He made his PGA Tour debut in March in the Puerto Rico Open. No right to do anything in that. Finished 7th, 43rd in the US Open, 35th in the Travelers Championship, 4th last week in the John Deere Classic. He said what happened last week makes him feel validated that he's good enough to contend on the PGA Tour. I think he's going to get some ultra validation this week by winning by half the track in the Barbasol. And hopefully we can ride this filly hard to the line on Sunday. You know, get her up. We get excited about his name, wouldn't we? Because, yeah, you often watch a horse race and there's a filly, yeah, get her up. You know I'm getting it.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. How funny to say you feel validated.
He feels validated that he belongs on the PGA Tour.
That's quite
sweet there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right, I'm going to have to sort of elongate a very short question while you take your soft drink. Who's your second tip?
The next best is Matty Schmidt. Well, Matty Schmidt, as I like to call him. 70 to 1 with Ball Sports getting 8 places. 100 to 1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. You know, like Gotterup, enjoyed a strong amateur career. Schmidt was at the University of Louisville for 4 years, so he knows Kentucky well. He'll have keen trace course knowledge. He was European amateur champion in 2019 and 2020. Much expected of him as a pro. Hasn't really happened yet, but he was, yeah, it's early days. He was runner-up in the Dutch Open last year, third in the Stein City Championship this year. The results will come. His weakness is around the greens, a bit like we're talking about Moronk on Sunday. Schmidt's weakness is around the greens, but this course this week is so easy that he won't have much scrambling to do. He'll be finding most of the greens in regulation, half decent week of putting, and I think he contends. Yeah, I don't think that Kentucky comfort is reflected in the prices. He'd be thrilled to be teeing up in a PGA Tour event in Kentucky. It's all come good for Matty Schmidt.
Okay. And yeah, there's a lot of European DP World Tour players in this, isn't it? Because as you say, coach sanctions.
Yeah.
So they've all decided to go off and have a little crack at a bit of US action, which is
it's
nice.
It's an amazing
isn't it?
Field, isn't it? Yeah, you must have gone through the field and just, you know, see R. Olds in there. Yeah, Ollie Wilson's playing.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, was in Kentucky for the 2008 Ryder Cup when we were there, and we were hanging out with his bro, weren't we?
That's it. So, it's a really interesting field. I just think two of the, you know, superstar amateurs are going to come good here. They've made good starts to their pro career, and they're only going to get better.
Okay, and we've got one more tip, haven't we?
We've got one more. Another player with local ties, and it's Josh Teeter. Josh Teeter, 50 to 1 with Boyle Sports getting 8 places, 80 to 1 available elsewhere getting fewer places. He was born in Kentucky, went to college there, still lives there. He's a bit of a journeyman, but he's had one win on the Corn Ferry Tour, and he's been playing some decent golf on that circuit this year. If he's going to win a PGA Tour event, it will probably be in the Barbasol Championship. He's put his local knowledge to good use in his two previous spins there. 6th at Keen Trace in 2019, 15th last year. He's got a sponsor's invite for this one. I think he'd put it to good use. I'll give you a little stat. Five of the six Barbasol champions were 32 or older. It seems that, yeah, the journeyman seems to enjoy. He's 43 years old, is Teeter.
Is he that old, is he?
I think Teeter's good enough to to have a title tilt.
He's quite good tee to green, isn't he?
Good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Okay, brilliant. Right, well, that's it then. So that's that for the bars.
Yeah, that is
no
that.
One else you want to mention, is there?
No. A three-pronged attack there, five-pronged in the other one. And then we've got
round bellies, haven't we? Tell us all about that.
We have. We've got the Senior Players Championship, which is a senior major, and we're at Firestone Country Club. This is what's so nice.
Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Nice to see an old friend back, you know.
Yeah. You know, high altitude, the ball travels further, doesn't it, out there?
Bridgestone Invitational venue. Mm. Many a PGA Tour event staged there. Tough par 70 back in the day. Now it's become the home of the Senior Players Championship. From 2019 onwards, this has been the venue. You got some disturbances in the background there.
No. You just stopped suddenly. That was awful.
I'll have another slurp.
Okay. Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? You've told us all about where it is, but how many selections have you got?
I've got two selections.
Go on then.
They're both at healthy prices. Ernie Els.
Wow.
It's about time. Well, Ernie will feel this himself. It's about time he won a senior major. He hasn't got off the mark on the Champions Tour yet in major company. This looks a golden chance. He's still got that effortless power, which made him world number one back in the day. I think length is important at Firestone. Yeah, it's a slog for short hitters, this track. Els has finished fifth in the last two editions of this tournament. Been playing really nicely this year. So, yeah, I think the Big Easy seems in a good place mentally. Been reading lots of nice interviews with Ernie. He seems happy man at the moment. I think he gets his first round bellies major.
Okay. And if it's not going to be Ernie, who could it be?
And at a whopping price, worth an each-way tickle, is Darren Clark, who won the 2003 WGC at Firestone. A four-shot victory, repelled Tiger Woods and others that day. You know, Clark knows that he's conquered the very best at this venue. He's still good enough to turn on the star when he's in the mood. And like Ernie Els, he's eager for that first Champions Tour major. And like Ernie Els, he's still got the length off the tee to compete at Firestone. Clark, he is one of the longest drivers on the circuit. So, yeah, if he's been putting in enough practice, I think Clark can go well at a big price. He likes his fishing, doesn't he? He's always on a fishing boat in the Bahamas. And, yeah, his real passion is probably fishing these days. But, yeah, I think this one will get his juices flowing sufficiently, being back at a scene of one of his greatest glories, you know?
Mm, excellent. Okay, then, Steve, let's reiterate all the tips. So we'll start off with the Scottish Open.
Will Zalatoris, Lucas Herbert, Minwoo Lee, Victor Perez and Matty Jordan.
The Barbasol Championship.
Chris Gonnerup, Matty Schmidt, Josh Teeter.
And the US Seniors. No, what is it called? The US Senior Players, isn't it? Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, Ernie Els and Darren Clark.
Brilliant. Okay, mate. What have you got between now and when we convene next Tuesday for an open sweet spot special? Anything happening? It's got to be school summer fate season, hasn't it? Are you off to that?
That was last Friday, the summer fate. Yeah, that was a big success.
Go?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, I was in charge of both children. The wife was kindly volunteered to go on one of the stalls, so she was serving donuts.
She wasn't in the stocks or anything, was she?
No. Donuts and ice cream stall and... I lost Tommy Tiger a couple of times. I'm usually very good at that, but it's the first time in my parenting career that I lost a child because
there was
so much going on. Grace was very excited about all the various stalls, you know, charging here and there. But yeah, I found him again. Thank you.
Did he come over on the tannoy? Did it? Has anyone lost a child or?
No. I just frantically sprinted around the place looking like a complete moron, and found him sort of hiding under this train thing that you can climb on. He's very quick on his feet. You know, I'm an old dad compared to many, and I'm not quick on my feet anymore. When he goes, he can be disappearing like 5 seconds and he's gone, and then you've got your work out to find him. But it's a good place to lose a child, a school summer.
There's loads of other parents looking out for them, aren't
there?
Oh, and have you had the school sports day? Have you had Gracie's school sports day? Race there. Did you participate in that?
Absolute heartbreak. I'll be honest with you. Heartbreak because they didn't have one. They didn't have one. I got myself all geared up for it. Put my best trainers on. I thought, I've got half a chance here. You know, I had a look at there. Some quite portly dads.
Round bellies.
I thought if it's a short race, I thought it'd be competitive because I get puffed out very quickly. But if it was over like 40 meters, I'd fancy my chances. I'm like Mickey Quinn used to be. Yeah, quick over a yard, quick over a yard. And then, after all the proper stuff was done, I thought, all right, this is the moment, this is the moment. And it just didn't happen. They just called everyone over to the summer fete. And I had a word with the headmaster afterwards and said, what's going on? He said, oh, it's liability, mate. It's liability. He's Australian. It's just a liability. Now, if someone gets injured and turns a knee over, so it's all the liabilities. Can't
You're
do anything.
You're kidding me.
Can't even have a dad's race or a mum's race. He's there for insurance purposes. All morning I was gearing up to really like unleash my Linford Christie. And then I wasn't allowed. So you can imagine my disappointment.
Oh, that's ridiculous, isn't it? The world's gone mad.
Yeah, it's political correctness gone mad.
Let me take you through Boresport's latest betting on the Open. Like I say, we'll be having a good look next week. At the moment, it's 9-1 Rory McIlroy, 11 Scotty Scheffler, 11 Big Johnny Rahm, 16 Justin Thomas, 18 Colin Morikawa, 20 Matt Fitzpatrick and Shane Lowry, 22 bar those. So hopefully you can join us next Tuesday when Steve will be giving his tips on the Open. It takes place at St Andrews. And on Sunday week, Steve and I, along with special guests, will be taking through the final round in a Sweet Spot Live. So hopefully you can join us for both of those. In the meantime, enjoy the sunshine, bet responsibly, and hopefully we've given you a couple of winners.